You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Paul McMahon, who is known to family and friends as the Candyman, which began with his six-year stint at a local retailer and manufacturer of traditional American chocolates. After he left a longtime marketing job in corporate America at the start of 2011, Paul decided to make a go of a career in the chocolate business. An entrepreneur at heart, Paul created his business, The Happy Chocolatier, and his signature confections line, Cubes. Paul, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. So it's very clever and exciting what you have going on here. Took a look at the website, and obviously I got hungry right away wanting some of those chocolates. Now tell me, how did you go from technology to chocolate?
Well, you know, as you referred to a little bit early on in the introduction, I started the earlier part of my career in the candy business, working for a family-run chocolatier here in Massachusetts. And then even after I went to corporate America, as it were, I really continue to follow up on chocolate because I enjoy it, not just consuming it, but also how it's made and the creative things that people do with it. And I kept tinkering with my own formulations and recipes for the cubes that you talked about. And one thing led to another. I spent a lot of time watching food TV and, you know, how people make their own confections and things like that. And whenever we're on vacation, I have to kind of go check out all the chocolate stores that are there. And one thing just led to another. As I left my longtime job, I decided I'd actually start my own chocolate company, and here we are.
I love it. The Happy Chocolatier is certainly a catchy name. Is it a franchise, or how did you come up with the name?
Well, it is not a franchise. It is something that I created. So I, you know, sort of stepped back and decided I wanted to create a signature confection, the cubes, which I'll tell you a little bit about in a while. Then I also decided I wanted to create an experience that would be unusual and welcoming for people and themed in and around chocolate. And as I kept working up a business plan, I decided that would manifest itself in a retail chocolate store, but it would also be available to folks for business gift-giving as well. And as I started to build those business plans, I said, now, you know, what's a great way to summarize what I'm trying to do here? And I called on my experience. Whenever I gave people chocolate, they would talk about it all night. You know, I'd bring a bottle of wine and people would thank me, but I'd bring chocolate and they'd talk about it all night and I'd hear about it the next day. Even the most difficult personalities I know, I would bring them chocolate and it would make them happy. And certainly all the, you know, friends we have, relatives, and kids that I come in contact with, chocolate brings smiles. So as I thought about a name for the company, and even more than a name, a theme of what we're really all about and the experience that we are, that's where the Happy Chocolatier came from.
And you're right about that. I have a smile on my face with you telling me that story. So what makes the Happy Chocolatier unique, and what is so special about it?
Well, the Happy Chocolatier is not just a piece of chocolate, and as a company, we're not just selling chocolate or ice cream. We're really sharing an experience and sharing our enthusiasm about chocolate with our customers. So when folks visit our webpage, thehappychocolatier.com, or they visit our Facebook page, or they come in to our retail outlet, it's all about the experience. When somebody walks in the front door of our store, first thing we do is welcome them and offer them a sample of our signature confection, the cubes, or some other item that we might be doing that day, like chocolate-covered pretzels or chocolate-covered Oreos or truffles or some peanut butter treat. And all of our staff are knowledgeable about chocolate, where chocolate comes from, the different types of chocolate. And We add quite a bit of customer service to what we do. We have customers who come in all the time with a specific need, and we help them solve that need as it pertains to chocolate, whether it be someone looking for favors for a wedding shower or someone coming in looking to buy a large number of gift baskets for corporate gift giving. What we do is we try and offer a solution in addition to just our products, and then we try and have some fun with it. At the holidays, we had Santa Claus came to visit at Christmas, and the Easter Bunny came to visit at Easter, and for Valentine's Day, we had some singers from one of the local high schools who came in and sang, 50s doo-wop tunes. So we have a lot of fun at what we do, too, and we hope that translates to fun for our customers.
Today we are joined by Paul McMahon, the founder of the Happy Chocolatier, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Paul, tell me about your signature product that you created, the cubes that we mentioned earlier.
They are something that I've been working on for a very long time. When I was thinking about getting back into the confectionery business, I realized that there are a tremendous amount of very good, high-quality chocolates on the market. Everything from fancy artisanal truffles to big slabs of old-fashioned, chocolate sugary fudge. And what occurred to me is there was a space in between those two to come up with a unique confection. And that's what I set about doing. And after much trial and error, I came up with formulation and developed the cubes. And what they are is they're sort of a truffle fudge. They're a cross between truffle and fudge. They come in a variety of unique flavors like cranberry, walnut, cappuccino, raspberry, cookies and cream, traditionals like dark chocolate and peanut butter. And each cube is about 1 inch, and they are enrobed or drenched in either dark chocolate or milk chocolate to complement the center. And then each one is hand-foiled. So they're colorful foil colors that people can see on our website. They're hand-foiled, and each one has a little card inside that contains an inspirational statement about happiness. And these unique pieces are then sold individually, or we actually package them in some very attractive boxes and baskets and so forth that we have heard from customers are very, very appealing, yet also very affordable and perfect for gift giving.
Very creative, I must add. Now, what has been your greatest satisfaction since launching the Happy Chocolatier?
I have to say it's sharing the happiness. My enthusiasm for chocolate is somewhat infectious. It's certainly made its way to the staff, but also as people look at our Facebook page and whatnot, the comments that people post is clearly making its way out to others as well. And we have customers who come in the store on a regular basis who, when it's their first time, say to me, "Someone gave me a box of your cubes. I thought they were so fantastic. I'm now coming back to get them to give to somebody else." So the satisfaction of taking something that was just an idea and seeing it through to fruition and having it make people happy and, seeing all those smiles and hearing those sincere well wishes has been just the most wonderful satisfaction ever.
Tell our listeners, Paul, if you would, where they can get more information and also to check out your site online. We mentioned it earlier, but let's hit it again.
Sure. Our store is located in Acton, Massachusetts, and our website is thehappychocolatier.com, and they can also find us on Facebook as well, just by looking up the Happy Chocolatier. And we also have a Twitter account.
And the beauty of technology, I've already went to your Facebook page and I've just clicked like, and I advise all to do the same. Now, also in conclusion, it's customary on the show. What advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own like you did by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Well, I'll start with my favorite happiness quote that we use in some of our cubes is the following. Some people pursue happiness, others create it. So as I think about that, while we all have the ability to create some happiness in our lives, in my case and in the case of most of your listeners, being an entrepreneur is one way to do that. But one thing that is loud and clear to me, as a new business owner, having opened the retail outlet and launched our website this past October, is that being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. Being your own boss is wonderful, has lots and lots of benefits and lots of satisfaction, but you have to be ready to carry all the responsibility that goes along with it. So my best advice is think before you leap, and a really great resource is your local SBA. You can go meet with them, or even SCORE. You can meet with some folks from SCORE. Share your idea with them and your business plan, and make sure you have one that's going to work. And they can give you some really great advice, and especially be there for you to help you get through those early days when you start to second-guess yourself.
He is Paul McMahon, the founder of The Happy Chocolatier. And once again, the website is thehappychocolatier.com. Check it out today. You'll be glad you did. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio with such an inspiring and motivating story.
Glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.